With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This summer, own your style with Macy's. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has all that you need.
Shop brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Macy's has all of your summer must-haves. Summer dresses, matched sets, volume sleeve tops, espadrilles, wedges, straw-crafted bags, bathing suits, and so much more.
Oh my gosh, the free-for-all. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
the smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama queens, drama queens.
Hello, sports fans. Welcome back. We have a Q&A for you today.
Hello.
Yay!
Hello. Some questions and answers. You guys, it's been so fun doing the 23 questions with our work family. And I'm sort of excited that we get to answer questions now because it's been a while since we did it.
They're asking if we will do those 23 questions at some point, which we will.
Yeah, we have to.
Today.
Yeah.
We're going outside of that. I like the random questions.
I do too.
Yeah, we want to know what your questions are, friends. The one I'm drawn to on the page I see right now is from Lindsay. What's your biggest fear or phobia?
Mm-hmm.
Those are fun.
I have been having a series of nightmares, like two a night for the last week, and they all involve having to go back to school. And
which
is weird because I loved school. Like, I loved it. I loved getting out of my parents' house and just being at school from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. doing extracurriculars.
Yeah.
But I am having panic attacks right now about not remembering my locker combination, about going back to college and getting confused on the campus and ending up in like a storage closet instead of the classroom I'm supposed to be in. Like,
oh, no.
Tremors about this.
Did any of these things happen to you ever?
I mean, Not that I can recall. I'm sure there were days where I was like, locker combo. Huh. But why is that so stressful as an adult? Like, I gotta get in that locker. My brain's gonna explode if I don't get my notebooks. I don't know. There is definitely a mental health expert out there that's gonna tell me what that means. But yeah, I'm having a lot of back to school stress.
Do we need to Google the meaning of dreams? Hold on.
The locker thing is so sweaty. It's just killing me.
Stress.
Yeah.
I don't like snakes, man.
Really?
I really don't. I just really don't. They give me such creepy vibes. I just can't. I can't. I don't know. I know you, Sophia, used to have a pet snake, right?
I love them.
You grew up with it, so probably you were used to it. We didn't have them around when I was a kid, so I wasn't exposed to them at all. And Hillary used to go to the Serpentarium all the time.
Girl, that time that we did that convention in Paris and I went to that weird club where everyone was wearing werewolf masks, they brought a snake up to me and put it around my shoulders.
Sounds about right.
I love it.
But do you have snakes where you live now? Because there, like, when you live in an area where there's poisonous snakes and you go on a hike and you got to worry about that, I get it. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, my dog got bit in the face by a rattlesnake when I was in LA. He's okay, but it was a 48-hour, it was really tough.
Yeah.
His whole head swelled up. And out here, we have the copperheads and the cottonmouths that you have to look out for. And we live on a creek, so they like to hang out in creeks in the summer. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely,
it's stressful.
I don't like having to kill snakes or trap them or anything. It is stressful.
Yeah. I think that I actually never got to have a pet snake. I always wanted one, but my parents were like firm no's, probably because of all the like California rattlesnake stuff. My mom was just like, I'm not messing with that. So I would always bring the snakes home from science class. And my parents were just like, why do you like this? Why? And I don't know. I just do. I think they're so cool.
She likes danger.
We love danger. You know what I don't love?
Yeah.
And I actually think I've realized that it is the fault of our show. In the later seasons, when we did that big hurricane episode and they drowned me.
Oh.
I really, really struggle to be underwater now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And one of those things that you're supposed to do, which is so good for your skin and also, you know, a good way to start your day is to activate your diver's reflex. So like, dip your face in a bowl of ice water.
What?
And especially like if we're doing crazy hours on set and you have to go in at 4:30 in the morning, a lot of people will do it in hair and makeup to like activate their brain for the day. And it has all these amazing like psychological benefits.
It's like a cold plunge, but only for your face.
Yeah. And it essentially does like 80% of what a cold plunge does for your body fully submerged, you can do with a diver's reflex. And when I tell you, I cannot put my face in a bowl of water. Mm-mm. All the weird shit that I like to do and can do, I cannot do it. And I keep trying to get over the phobia. And one of my best friends has started to video me so I can see what happens to myself when I try. And I'm like, I really think it's One Tree Hill's fault. Like they sunk me in that pool and put weighted belts in my lap. And I had a regulator and I just had to be underwater and then act like I was drowning, but I thought I was drowning. And I really don't, I just don't think I'm ever going to be able to do it, you guys.
Wait, I do not remember this.
Dude. I have nightmares about drowning. Yeah.
That's yuck.
It's like in my body. But, you know, what a dumb thing that you'll like go to work and it's like, yeah, you know, we'll just give you this pool of ice water for your face. Like it'll be really good for your skin before you put your makeup on. And I'm like, no, can't do it.
No.
Can't, won't.
You can't even go.
I agree with that. I told my kid, like, I was like, mom's a witch, so we don't do water. So now they don't expect me to take them swimming or into the ocean. Like, I don't do the water sport.
Oh, you got out scot-free.
But like, when we were little, we had glasses. I don't like going underwater because then I had to take my contacts out and I was blind. Like, I associated it with like losing a sense.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, gross.
That feels like an EMDR thing could handle that.
Maybe.
Or we could just stay on land.
Yeah. Or just ignore it altogether.
Yeah, I definitely have a little bit of it. Like, it was just Shark Week, and y'all know I love Shark Week. Like, I love it.
You could never go in the cage.
Ooh, no, I've done it. I've done the cage diving. I'm into it. And I don't know, you guys. Like, I'm watching all these shows, and I'm like, we are so dumb. Like, we think the ocean is for us.
Mm-mm.
Like, yeah, no. Humans, maybe stop. Like, not everything has to be for us.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just leave the ocean to the sharks and the jellyfish and all the other cool deep sea creatures. Like, perhaps we should just stop.
You wouldn't walk into your neighbor's house. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, don't walk into their house. Leave the house.
It's their house. Yeah. But I think the only reason I could, when I went cage diving, because I've always wanted to dive with sharks, but I'm afraid of being that far underwater. There's like a version you can do where the top, you know, like 18 inches of the cage is out of the water. So you can come like up and down of your own discretion. That is for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm good in a swimming pool. Drowning. That's the one. Real roundabout way of answering.
Snakes, water, and school.
Drowning for 500, Alex. Thanks for triggering us, Lindsay.
Way
to kick this off.
Sweating.
I am too.
Just get the hard one out of the way first.
Sammy.
May wants to know, this is actually a very interesting question. As actors, do we prefer like this new 10 episode situation for seasons, like 8 to 10 episodes, or the 22 episode seasons?
Mm. Oh, it depends on what kind of show you're shooting.
Yeah. Depends on if they expect us to move, you know?
Yeah, that's a huge part of it too.
Yeah.
It is a grueling schedule. I mean, 22 episodes is a lot of TV.
22 episodes is like a full-time career. Right? It's like, this is my 9-to-5 job. I go here every day.
Right.
I live in this town where it films. And if you are someone who is trying to support a family, that stability can feel really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that 8-to-10 model came around when they started getting movie stars to be on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to commit to an entire year because they still wanted to be able to go and do movies. And so you had these movie stars.
Yeah. Julia Roberts was like, I'll try it.
Dip my toe in this.
Yeah. Well, I also think to your point, it sort of depends, right? I think what we're seeing so much with all the information coming out of the strikes is 8-to-10 is not really financially feasible for many people. Mm-mm. Not for guest stars, not for writers, not for your day players, and really not unless you are, you know, Julia Roberts coming in and you're going to command your salary no matter what. But I also think 22 is so difficult because you are expected to pick up and move your whole life. You are expected to leave everything and everyone that's important to you. And so I always think, well, what would I do if I ran a studio? I'm like, why don't we do 16 episode seasons?
Yeah, split the difference.
Split the difference. 8-to-10 is tough. 22 is too many. I think 16 would be a real sweet spot. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Is no other show doing that? Isn't 16 a thing? That's not a thing anywhere?
Not yet. We keep talking about it.
The Walking Dead in its last year did about that. Because they had an extended last year.
But not many.
Yeah, it's one of those.
No.
It's not standard.
Yeah. Well, and remember, like, you know, Joy, when we were doing season 9, the way we made it work was to say it's essentially going to be a miniseries. We did 13 episodes.
Yeah,
then we all got finished with work right before the Thanksgiving holiday. So we were free for the holidays. And then we were all available for pilot season, which was important to us. You know, coming out of a show. But yeah, it's weird. I think 13 to 16 is such a nice way to have the opportunity to do a job you love and have a little bit of a life and some career flexibility. We should be in charge is really the point.
I'm gonna write a letter.
Oh man, I can't tell you how many times I get this little notification pop up. It tells me that I've subscribed to something that I don't know even what it is. And it's like, oh, $39.99 or $62.45 annually is coming up. do you want it? And I'm like, I don't know what this is.
I have no idea.
Going on in, yeah, there's too many things going on in my day. When am I going to have time to go dig through all these files and figure out what's what? I need help. And I think we figured out the way. Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses.
I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps.
Yeah, I love how the dashboard just shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget, and it keeps my spending on track.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then, you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's thrivecosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
This feels fun. Kay asks, what's your go-to excuse to get out of plans?
Oh man. I honestly just started telling people the truth. It's just so much easier. If you just tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory. So I just tell people like, I'm too tired, or yeah, I love you, but I can't. I completely forgot because I didn't put it in my calendar, mm-hmm, or I don't know what else. It's like, look, this is me. If you don't like me, it's okay, but I can't. I'm sorry. I wish my brain were better at this stuff, but it's not. And I don't always remember my plans.
Yeah.
But that's it. I don't know. But do you guys have like excuses that make it easier for you?
Yeah, I live in bumfuck. Like, it's so hard.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm just not there. I'm not there.
Like, man, that sounds so cool. I don't like driving at night. And so if it happens off compound at, 7:30, it's probably not going to work out. and I like that I have cultivated a circle of friends that like are cool with that.
Like, they get it.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be out.
I feel similarly in that my friends know that I want to do things. Mm-hmm. I think still from like, leaving for a decade and then leaving for 5 years for our jobs, it's like I have such intense, happy FOMO, being like, I want to be there. I want to see you. If I'm home, I want to come. And then also sometimes I'm like, I know I said I'd come to this, but today I'm tired.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah.
I just can't do it.
I think to be honest is great. And I agree with you, Joy. Like, if I do not put something in my calendar the minute I say I'm going to do it, it's gone. A couple weekends ago, I took a bunch of my girlfriends and my mom to the Rose Bowl. And my friends were having a barbecue that day. But I was like, yeah, I'm coming. Can't wait to see you. Didn't put it in my calendar. Mm-hmm. Forgot. We left the Rose Bowl and my mom was like, girls, do you want to come over to the house and get in the pool and I'll have Charles cook lunch for you? And we were like, yeah.
That sounds great.
It was amazing. We all went to my parents' house. My mom made us margaritas. My dad made burgers. I was like, honestly, being at the age where your parents are your homies and you can bring like six of your girlfriends to their house and lay in their pool all day is so fun.
I know your mom loved that.
Oh,
yes.
My mom was in heaven. And then, by the way, it was like, your dad and I are going to a party at 4, so you have to be out by 4:00. We were like, okay.
Okay, fine.
I start getting texts at 6, like, where were you today? And I'm like, for what? And I just missed a whole other pool party because it wasn't in my calendar. It
wasn't in the calendar.
Oopsie.
Yeah, honesty is the way to go, and get friends who understand you and who know that you care about them and that sometimes your brain is a little scrambly, and it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
That's the way.
What is a book you love that you would like to see turned into a movie or series? Yeah. And this is from Soren. That's interesting. I'm trying to think of the last thing I read that I actually would want to see. Because the thing is, movies don't always do the book justice. You really fall in love with the characters and you have such an experience when you're reading. Oh, I don't know.
I made friends with this, an author named Angela Slatter, because a couple years ago for my birthday, I got a anthology of witch stories from Emily Moss Wilson, who has directed a bunch of us in Christmas movies and is a good buddy of ours. She sent me this book and there was a short story that really stood out. And I just like sent the author a tweet, DM, whatever. And she and I have become like great pals. And she lives in Australia. She writes fiction about women who are a little bit witchy. And she has this entire series called the Sourdough Series. And it's all like short story collections that are interwoven with each other. So they all exist in the same world. But the stories don't necessarily have to be like tightly tied together.
I like when authors do that.
Yeah, that sourdough universe is so cool and it's not time or region specific. It really could exist anywhere, which as a creator is exciting because you're like, God, I could put this in the Wild West, or I could put this in, you know, Scotland, wherever.
Yeah.
It's cool. She's a fantastic writer.
I did just remember I read a book called Ordinary Monsters. It's a massive book. It's so thick. And it took me forever to get through because I have no time. I don't make time for reading. But I do remember thinking it would be an amazing series. Maybe it's already in development. I don't know. But it's about all these orphan children that have these kind of superpowers, but it's not a typical fantasy or like a superhero book or anything like that. It's really sophisticated and it's a lot of philosophy in it. It was very, very cool.
Cool.
That's so fun. Well, Nia and I are actually in the process of acquiring a book that we want to make.
Yes,
into
Mama.
A movie. So I can't tell you what it is, but when we do, I'll let you know, Soren.
Yay.
Wait for it, Soren.
Wait for it. It's going to be good.
All right. Anna wants like a specific plot point question answered. All right. We can do that. She says, do you think when Nanny Carrie was looking for the nanny job that she had pure intentions of just being a nanny, or she was seeking out a child to kidnap?
I didn't ever think that she was actually, I mean, I'm curious what you guys think about this, but I didn't ever think she was actually coming in intending to steal a child. I think she was just a pretty wayward soul. Maybe she had locked in on Nathan prior to coming over and the only word I know is auditioning. What's the word? Interviewing. Interviewing for the job. I think I could see that happening. I don't know if she was after like, I'm going to replace this woman and take over her family. I feel like she just probably had a long string of pretty psychotic experiences prior to coming into our lives and then just continued the cycle.
Yeah, that tracks. I bet she had, man, I bet she was like engaged to a guy named Todd or Kevin or something. And he was awful. And she thought they were going to get married and have a baby and have the white picket fence. And then she found out he was sleeping with a waitress in town and just everything went sideways. She got in that Ford Explorer and she drove out of there. And that's when Jamie ran down the driveway with that little basketball and she saw him and was like, man, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that future be nice? Yeah. I'd like to try that on for size.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really interesting to think about, right? Like it could have been a reaction to something in her life. It could be the story that we've certainly heard, which is famous guy, has a fan who's obsessed with him. Ooh. Like, I don't know. I would love to know. I wish we'd had this question when we had Tori on, because I'd love to know what she decided as the backstory for Carrie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we should ask her, see what she says.
Poor Carrie. What a mess.
Yeah, guys, let's keep this question for next time Tori comes back. Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live into a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff. And they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
Oh, I like this from Kat. What is your favorite memory together from the Drama Queens tour last year? I mean, honestly, Hillary, watching you manhandle that RV, loved it.
Yeah.
Y'all,
you drove that thing like a boss. That was fun. I liked being in the RV.
I just recently went on the RV rental website where we rented that RV. Here's what I liked about that experience. We didn't tell the guy who we rented the RV from what our purposes were. He just thought we were going on like a bachelorette weekend, right? And so if you want to rent the RV that we used for the Drama Queens tour, it's on RV Share. Is that the name of the website?
Probably.
I'm going to look it up right now.
That's actually great. You should totally plug that.
Wait, does he know now?
No, I don't think he ever put two and two together. But what I've noticed is from the time we rented that RV, I just went on there last month because Jeffrey and I are talking about renting an RV again at the holidays. And this guy has now acquired an entire fleet of RVs, and it's his business now, just renting out RVs to random bachelorette parties and flocks of women.
And touring girls.
Yeah. Girls out there learning how to drive a 30-foot vehicle. Is it RV Share?
Yeah, that was fun. Got some good tunes going. It was a good time. It was also really nice to see our friends, like the people that came out and met us in the cities that we were in and came on stage and chatted with us. That was a blast. Mm-hmm. Love chatting with our friends.
Isn't it weird, though, to have them see you in this capacity? Like, my friends give me shit about it. They're like, what are you doing on stage? Like, chatting, you know? Get off your high horse, Burton. Get into the bar. Yeah, I liked having teachers there. That was really fun.
That was super sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's great.
Yeah, whole Sterling crew came out.
It was so special to feel the excitement in the room and get to share memories with people. And then it was so fun to leave the events and be able to have dinner and catch up with, you know, the guests who came out to see us. Like, it was really neat to get both the intimate experience of mm-hmm. our group of friends and then this big sort of like reunion energy where you realize how big the community is. It was neat to have both of those things happen on the same night in every city.
Yeah. Well, because like, when's the last time we saw Matt Barr? It was so awesome seeing him and meeting his fiance, and they're like now married and like so cool catching up with people that you have these big moments with as a young person, but then like your paths don't cross. And so seeing him was great. Watching the dynamic of Rob and Tyler kind of like deepen and evolve.
Oh my gosh, they're so good together.
And were they on the show together? Like, did they interact on the show?
I feel like maybe toward the end they interacted because I know Tyler was on at the end and yeah, Rob and Chantel were at the end too. So they must have interacted. But if nobody ever thought to put the two of them in a scene together, that's just a real missed opportunity.
Was Rob funny on One Tree Hill?
Yeah. No, not on One Tree Hill. They didn't really give him a chance to be funny.
That's crazy.
He had so much heavy material. I mean, so much heavy material. Just depression. His wife died. He's like haunted by her ghost. He's falling in love with this new girl who's got all these, she's got a lot of her own baggage and there's people stalking them again. And it was really,
he got the Peyton treatment. Good for him.
Yeah. I mean, fantastic. He should just redo his One Tree Hill scenes, but like as a farce, just for his own YouTube channel, I would watch.
I'm glad
that.
He got to get out there and be a little bit funny for the fans.
Thank goodness. Okay, let's see. Keely says she's a question for us from our 23 Ooh. Questions. What is something you've done that you will never? I'm never, ever, ever. What's something you've done you would never do again?
Take a ride in Vegas from a man I don't know. Like there was an experience that I think about all the time when I worked at MTV, and it was like pre-cell phone era, where my car from the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas to the airport never showed up, and everybody else was off filming, and I had no way of getting in touch with anyone that was a part of our crew out there. And this guy in a limo saw me in distress and was like, I'll take you to the airport. And I was like, you know what? Fine.
It's a limo.
I think about it all the time. Just all that kind of dumb stuff that I would do. Or like when a taxi driver would be like, you can sit up front. And I just would, you know, like all that kind of that our parents told us not to do that I did anyway. I have tremors about now.
It's terrifying when you think, because you think about your own kids. You're like, oh God, please don't do things that are that stupid.
Don't walk home alone at 2 a.m.
No. But it's also so weird because sometimes people who offer to help you are wonderful.
Yeah.
And sometimes on a walk at 2 a.m., you see something magical. And it's like, what's hard to think about with that stuff is I don't want us to be suspicious of each other. I don't want us to miss spontaneity. Yeah. And I hate that there are, you know, people who could be a bad idea in those situations. And it's like, oh, the gamble.
That's it. Maybe that's it. Maybe I don't gamble like I used to. I've got things to lose now. I didn't back then.
Yeah. When the stakes are higher, it sure makes a difference. What would I do that I've never... I mean, I'll never join a cult again.
Joy!
No, thanks. But no, seriously. Okay, here's something that's... I mean, I tried a cheese once that it was the most disgusting thing I've ever eaten in my entire life. And I will never, ever, ever, ever eat that cheese again.
I mean, that's so reasonable.
It's called Morbier cheese. Morbier. Probably because it tasted like death.
Where did you try it?
I tried it at Beth Crookham's house. It was on some charcuterie board.
No.
It looked like blue cheese or gorgonzola. And I was like, I like a stinky cheese. Nope. Sure. No.
That's trial and error. That's human. You had to try it. It was an error. You're good now.
That's it. See, Now I don't have to do it again.
Oh boy. I don't know if I have one that's like a thing like that.
You'll never stick your face in a bowl of water again.
I sure won't. By the way, I'll never do a drowning scene on camera again. I'm done. Yeah.
No, you're going to get through this. You're going to go see somebody who's going to help you take care of
that. She's going to get hypnotized or something.
Do it. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, maybe. I thought about it when I watched the Jungle Boat cruise. God, Emily Blunt and so The Rock good. Were so good in that movie. I really enjoyed them. But, she's in the thing in her, like, cute little nightgown in the water. And I was just like, man, I don't know. And then I was like, but also, if I had gotten to do this movie, like, I'd have done it. Because this is amazing. So I suppose you can never say never. But I think one of the things I've been thinking about in this space lately is, like, and maybe a little more in line with your answer, Hillary, these ideas of when we've trusted our guts or not, or when we've taken risk and not. And I never want to be a person who stops taking risks and like who stops leaning in. But I do think there's really something to getting to an age, just like we were saying earlier, Joy, like when you have friends who you can just say like, I changed my mind today. I'm tired. Like you need sort of rest and honesty. I think there's something about really like getting in touch with your gut instincts and going, I'm not going to do the thing where I ignore my instinct about something for however the response to that instinct is rationalized, and that's something I've really been thinking about in terms of like looking back over life and going, I do think we have to be willing to meet people where they are. But I also think when you have that feeling of, I don't think this is for me, like that's okay.
Well, you're an optimist. You'll do the thing where you're like, there's 37 red flags here, but there's one yellow flag and I could work with that.
I love yellow.
But it's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Like you don't want to shut that part of your heart down.
And I don't.
That's so hard to figure out. Like, with boundaries and then also just like, this just isn't the road for me, And then still being able to see the best in people or situations and be hopeful. You still want to take 2 a.m. walks, maybe just not like in certain neighborhoods sometimes.
And take a big dog. Yeah, that's it. You just add the big dog.
Take a 2 a.m. walk with your girlfriends. Go as a
that's
group.
That's right.
Safety in numbers, I think, is a great idea. Again, we're just changing the level of risk we take maybe, but still taking them.
Yeah. Modified risk is what we're looking for at this phase. Cool.
I like that. Okay. Modified risk. Is that the name of this episode?
We did it. We've evolved.
We did it.
Hooray. All right. Well, you guys keep sending your questions in. And then, let's tackle those 23 questions ourselves. We're going to get on that. Thank you for that ask, you guys. And we will see you next episode.
See you soon.
See you later.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more,
or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life, and I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy's shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.